and maybe it'll do it soon. I'm going to predict maybe early September. You know, they got to get the government to approve their flight.
I think they may have had a problem with the water deluge system, so I'm not sure, but the NOTAMs and the Notice to Mariners, I think I saw somewhere are out. Somebody showed the map on the YouTube, but that was before there was the report that they had pad damage, that maybe the water deluge system didn't work well enough. So I guess we'll see. This isn't NASA where they publish every memo. Anyway, 7-3, WB2BXO.
Okay, now they have that hot staging system that they're going to try. When it goes up, the first stage is going to stop. I think they'll leave one or two engines on, and then the second stage will ignite when the first stage is still attached, similar to what the Russians did years ago. We had a similar rocket years ago, too, that did that. I think one of the early Atlas rockets had that system. Anyway, I'd like to see them get off the ground. They are going to be the key to whether or not we land on the moon anytime soon, because they have the contract for the human landing system. So hope they get their act together. 73 Frank, B2BXO, WS2N. Clear.
Yeah, 7-3. And another thing, I mean, when you think about it, that if the Chinese would decide to fight over Taiwan, the only practical way for the U.S. to drop our supplies to get supplies to Taiwan would be to drop them from space with Starship. So it wouldn't surprise me if the Defense Department wants to push the project for that reason, too. Hey, have a good night. WB2BXO is clear.
73 Frank, WS2N out.
Sir, we offer an internet stream of this technical net in the Glen Oaks repeater. Just type in technet.a.
W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 1:55 a.m. Partly cloudy. Temperature 58 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Thank you.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 4:55 a.m. Cloudy. Temperature 67 degrees.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 5:01 a.m. Cloudy. Temperature 67 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 6 a.m. Cloudy. Temperature 67 degrees.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 7 a.m. Cloudy. Temperature 68 degrees.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 7:55 a.m. Cloudy. Temperature 68 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Sorry, I don't know more code.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
K2KMB, answer that you say.
W2VL repeater.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Thank you.
WJ2B, KC2JRQ calling.
W2VL repeater.
WJ2V, KC2JRQ.
Signal's a little noisy too. I guess you're going in on HT.
Okay, much better. Yeah, I'm portable on an HT. I picked up the balloon. I saw that it popped, and I lost it. I picked up the ship, and I was following it around 13,000 feet.
Yeah, I lost the signal now too. It's pretty far down. It's almost down to like 20,000 feet now. It's pretty far away too. It's about 180 miles away, so it's way too weak now.
Following it on the map, I could see it in the Atlantic there. As I say, you're finishing tracking it. I got some pictures, got some video stuff, Joe. It's an interesting facet of the hobby.
There's a guy much closer to it in Rhode Island that's tracking it right now. He popped out of the woodwork. I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, I saw that station, and then I saw yours pop up, and I could see the balloon and all the telemetry. Interesting stuff. I was able to copy some video of the signal. I wasn't able to load the software to decode it, though. I had an issue trying to load it, download it, I should say. But I was able to copy audio of the balloon, so good stuff.
It only works on Windows 10 and Windows 11. It won't work on anything before that.
Yeah, that was the issue I had. There was an old laptop I used for programming running 7, and it was telling me that there were files missing. So I tried a couple times, and then I gave up. So I just listened to it, audio, and I tracked it on the laptop.
I don't know what they're going to do about Windows 11 because Windows 11, you can't install it on anything older than like a few years old because it doesn't have the necessary hardware. So upgrading old computers like more than 4 years old to Windows 11 is impossible, you know, because of the hardware. So I don't know if they're going to have to support Windows 10 a lot longer or they're going to have to come out with a version of Windows 11 that allows you to run on an older computer.
Yeah, I was able to run an audio cable. I was all set to go, but it just wouldn't load the application. So I was able to copy it audio-wise, like I said, and follow it on the map there to see where it was, southeast of Long Island. An interesting fact that you found
that. I appreciate that. It was fun. Different facet of the hobby there. And something to listen to on 77.
Oh, if you want to try to decode a National Weather Service balloon, they launch them from Brookhaven Labs every 12 hours, every day at 7 a.m. and another one at 7 p.m. And they come on 405.41. And they run a different kind of modulation. So you would have to use a program called Sond Monitor, right, if you want to do it on a Windows computer. You have to download Sond Monitor. Just go in Google, put in S-O-N-D-E Monitor, all one word. Download it. It allows you to use it for 30 days for free, and then after that you have to pay like $10 or $20, something like that. It's a, you know, it has a registration key. And that Sond Monitor, you can decode the data from the weather balloons, and you should be able to pick up the one from Brookhaven Labs after it's up, you know, up about 10,000 feet, you should start picking it up. So after like 10 minutes, so around like 7:10, 7:15, you should start hearing the signal on 405.41.
Okay, I'll take a look at that. Interesting stuff. Yeah, I had another handy that would do that. Listen to download the telemetry and info from the weather stats. All right, very good, Joe. Thanks for putting that out. I appreciate that. That was a lot of fun. And but like I said, I'm on the HD portable again, so I'll say 7-3. And I sent out a picture. Check your email. I sent out a picture. You might find interesting regarding that balloon today. I think it was KP3VOS. 7-3, Joe. I'll be listening.
Yeah, those 4FSK amateur balloons on like 431.050. Those are very sporadic. The guy. He only launches one maybe a couple of months, something like that. So those are very, very sporadic. But the National Weather Service ones, if you want to get some practice on how to decode and use the Sond Monitor. The Sond Monitor is a lot different than the Harvest GUI. But you still have to use, you know, an SDR with a receiver and then hook the audio. Or use a, you know, you can use a regular ham receiver and run the audio into the sound card input. Or you can actually use SDR. If you have a an RTL SDR dongle or an SDR play from you know, one of those USB port ones, you can get those, and then you install what's called a virtual audio cable, and you run a program like SDR Uno or SDR Sharp or one of those SDR receiver programs, and then you take the audio output from the go into the virtual audio cable and then into the decoder program. That's what I do on with mine. So anyway, I don't use the ham radio for any of this. I'm using SDR Play. And my other stations for the National Weather Service, I'm using a Raspberry Pi with four RTL SDR dongles. So I can actually track four balloons at the same time with my other station using the Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with the SDR dongles. I do know that there was one just released, the RTL SDR 4.0. Take a look. All good stuff to get into. Smells like winter project to me. All right, 7-3, Joe. I'll catch you later. KC2JRQ, good stuff, 7-3.
Hey, Joe, have a good rest of your day. 73, WJ2. Rob hasn't popped on and said, let's make 8-5 great again.
Thank you. Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Only occasionally on now. It seems to keep changing. Yeah, I think that's true. I think it's a variable situation. But right now it's got you in the mud. I do copy those last. And so anyway, I've just been looking into the solar cycle. I'm curious whether the north pole of the sun is headed toward positive and the south pole negative, or the other way around.
I can tell you with absolute confidence, I have nothing to add.
It's great to have confidence in nothing. it's an exercise in something, I'm not sure what. But, you know, as we head toward the solar maximum, it's when the reversal of the polarity of the sun occurs. But it occurred to me that I didn't know whether it's the North Pole turning positive from negative or the other way around.
I don't know. I assume you can't find any place to research this further.
I'm sure I can look it up somewhere. But it's amazing when you punch in, you know, solar polarity or words like that, you get this long list of stuff and you can't find what you want. But another interesting thing about the sun is, you know, the equator rotated at a different rate. And emanating from the midpoint portion of the sun is what they call the current sheet, which I thought was interesting.
Are you saying that different latitudes on the sun rotate at different rates? Which I guess is much more feasible on a gaseous body than it is on a rock solid.
Roger. When you're dealing with plasma, it's a whole other situation, but This current sheet that comes out in waves and spans the solar system. I think it's called the heliospherical current sheet, and it gets a lot more wavy as it approaches solar maximum.
Anywhere near up to your level on this. I also must inform you that I am home and I have something I have to do.
Okay, well, your signal has improved. So, for what that's worth, that's my report. And, so good luck with what you need to do, and nice to hear you, and hopefully things will improve signal-wise for everybody, and I'll catch you later. KATUTM.
Before I go, you say my
better here? The words better here came through much clearer than everything else.
All right, never mind. You have a very pleasant afternoon. WB2EAB has to clear.
Yeah, I copied that pretty well. KATUTM.
That historically, over the last few years, I have done terrible at. So it's like turned on its head. Dream about turning things on its head, WB2EAB clear.
But before you go, just give me 30 seconds of chatter again.
To be a full 30 seconds? How about if I go for 15 seconds? A little bit more, a little bit more, a little more. Is that enough?
Roger, roger, roger. That was fine. Because the last few transmissions, you were weak for the first couple of words, and then all of a sudden your voice came up. I was wondering whether it was your radio, but that last one, everything was solid, so I really didn't know what to think. All right, catch you later. KATUTF.
2 years.
Good afternoon. The time is 4:55 p.m. Cloudy. Temperature 76 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
AD2DK testing.
AD2DK, KC2FYJ, you're full quieting.
Oh, very good. Thank you for that. I just came down off the roof, took down a Comet GP3 that I had up there, and put up a GP15, which gives me 6 meters as well. So this is my first contact using it, SWR as low as the GP3, but it's like 1.6 to 1. I'll take it.
Well, you're sounding fine into the repeater. Good luck with the new antenna. KC2FYJ clear.
Mark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
I think you're about 95% into the machine with good, strong audio. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm just checking out. I have a old ST530. Haven't really been VHSing much, but thought I'd check it out from this location. I think I'm Uniondale.
What town is this?
Levittown, sorry. Levittown, Hempstead Turnpike. Just checking out how it gets into the repeater.
KF2YR. Okay, very good. It's working. I'm coming into the Selden repeater, 147.375 as part of the Linemark system. As far as I can tell, it's working.
Okay, thank you. I just switched it over to high power, which is, going from 1.5 watts to, I think, 3 watts. Getting in there a little bit better, but all right, I'm just glad to know that the radio's working. I appreciate the report and answering my call. KF2YR.
Very good. Have a nice evening. Yes, and doubling the power did make a difference. It cleaned up just a little bit of the white noise on your signal and your audio improved. So I would call it a success. AA2TS Mobile, 73.
73. Thanks again. Do appreciate it. KF2YR, portable clear.
KI going to F, take 8 mile frequency.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Coming in, Craig. I'm going to start the net in just a minute. KC2FYJ clear.
Roger.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Limark Information Net. My name is Harry, KC2FYJ, and I will be net control for this evening's net. Before we begin, does anyone have any emergency traffic? The purpose of this net is to pass information to Limark and its members. You do not have to be a member of Limark to check in. We will be checking in according to various categories. Please check in when your category is called. Categories are officers and board members, committee chairs, K calls, W calls, N calls, AA through AL calls, any other calls, EchoLink, IRLP, and All-Star check-in. There will be an opportunity for late check-ins after we handle traffic. First category of check-ins is officers and board members. All officers and board members, please check in now. This is KC2FYJ.
K2KND with traffic. Good evening, Harry.
WB2ZX.
WB2KWC with traffic.
The net recognizes K2KNB with traffic, WB2ZEX, and WB2KWC with traffic. Are there any other officers and board members wishing to check in this evening? Nothing heard. We'll move on to the next category, which is committee chairs. All committee chairs, please check in now.
K2, KC2W, KC2,
ZBT.
This is N2RQ.
W2MIT.
NYH. Okay, the net recognizes K2TGW, KC2ZBT, N2RQ, and W2MIT and NY2H. You doubled against each other. Are there any other committee chairs wishing to check in this evening? Nothing heard. We'll move on to the next category, which is K calls. All calls beginning with the letter K. Check in now. We'll do this by repeater. Calls with beginnings with the letter K from the Selden repeater. Please check in now.
KC1SAM.
That recognizes K2OGB, KB2OIE, and KC1SAM. Any other K calls from the Selden repeater? Any K calls from the Glen Oaks repeater?
K2EPP.
KE2AWX.
Kilo Bravo 2HHU.
KE2FIU.
The net recognizes K2EPP, KE2AWX, KB2HHU, and KB2FIU. Any other K calls through the Glen Oaks repeater? Any K calls wishing to check in this evening?
KD2, KNH, Middle Island repeater.
KD2, KNH recognized. Any other K calls this evening?
KD2, ESY.
KD2 ESY recognized. Any other K calls this evening? Nothing heard. We'll move on to the W calls. Again, by repeater. W.